The Outdoor Channel presents Field and Stream Radio. I'm Scott Linton. So glad you could join us wherever you're listening, from border to border, coast to coast, and around the world on Armed Forces Radio. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. May not say that often enough, but I certainly do. Well, a while back, I broke the news to you about a new Ohio state record whitetail. The gentleman who captured that whitetail with a crossbow, among other adventures, is with us right now. Brad German, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott. Good to be here.
And you asked earlier about whether we have any Armed Forces Radio and Soldiers Radio listeners. We do. Would you like to say something to them right off?
Oh, yeah. Just very much that we all back home appreciate them very much, and we're praying for them and their families. And their freedom that they provide is appreciated.
At ease. Thank you, Brad. And tell me a little bit about this hunt. I mean, what was so exciting about it?
Well, I'd seen it the night before for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually caught it on videotape.
Wow.
And so that was pretty incredible. But I was back out there. I couldn't sleep, of course. So I was back out there insanely early at like 3:45 in the morning. And it was a miracle that the deer was really... It was still there in the area, and I got a shot just after daylight.
Now, you were using a crossbow. A lot of parts of the country, we can't use that, but you can there. Why do you choose a crossbow?
Well, I started crossbow hunting, you know, about 8 years ago when I was just looking to get into bow hunting to extend the season. I'd always been good with a rifle, and that just seems like a natural extension. It's got a stock, it's got a scope, it's got a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something I was familiar with and allowed me to be in the archery season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's primarily the reason. This, the stand I was in was a tripod-style stand. It has a shooting rail around it,
mm-hmm.
and there's really no way that I could draw a bow. I do shoot a compound bow as well, but Horton crossbow is what I've been using for 8 years.
Tell me a little bit about the scoring situation as it stands today. Where are we in the process?
Right. The Boone and Crockett score the entry score is 201 and 1/8 net, and that's after deduction. It was 208 and 7/8 gross.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. Each records organization kind of has their own flavor in the way that they do things. It's not recognized by Pope and Young because even though it's an archery kill or classified as one, it doesn't meet their criteria as far as bow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't accept crossbows. But Boone and Crockett does, and World Classics, Safari Club International. My Safari Club measurement and scoring will be taking place very soon. But Buckmasters as well. And so each one of those does their own kind of thing. It is a world record in the crossbow and the Buckmasters. In their perfect category. That just means it's very, very symmetrical deer.
Mm-hmm.
And Boone and Crockett, the entry score at 201 and 1/8 should slide it into the number 10 spot if accepted at that. And that is after a small sticker point was deducted. The panel for the state of Ohio deducted 1 inch off of my score. I was sitting at 202 and an eighth. And they deducted an inch because of one of the points, of course, I've measured it a million times, and I can't get it to measure, but that could be just me not wanting to see what I don't want to see.
No, I know that feeling.
So well, it's very, very close.
Well, Brad German, tell me a little bit about the hunt itself. You're up in the tree stand. You're pretty much excited. You're sleep-deprived, and what was the feeling?
It was, of course, exhilarating when I saw the antlers show up. They actually, what happened was and this story is in North American Whitetail Magazine, and I've been talking to Field and Stream, so I hope that they'll run this as well. It gets kind of complicated. The deer blew at me when I first got to the bottom of my stand, and that's like the kiss of death for any hunter. All I knew was a gut reaction. I blew back at the deer with a huff and grunted a few times, and it stopped the deer. And then I got up in my stand, and I had a 3-hour wait until daybreak. Peering into the dark. It was a new moon, totally dark. So I was just peering into the dark, and about daybreak, some does were milling around, and it was right in the rut time, the mating season, and those antlers just amazingly, I mean, telling you, they were glow in the dark. They show up. I couldn't even see the body at that point. But at one point, he walks right under my stand. But from the moment I saw that it was the deer that I'd seen the night before, I then tried to just ignore the antlers and start thinking about where is my shot going to be and how is this going to happen? How could I make it happen? And so when I got that opportunity, it went into a big thicket there beside my stand. And when it came charging out after a doe, I let him have it.
That's Brad German. I'm Scott Linden. This is Field & Stream Radio. We are in the field right now with Brad and the Ohio Record Whitetail, and gosh knows where else it'll end up in some of the other books so far. Very exciting. Brad, once you got that deer on the ground, I mean, what went through your mind?
I didn't know it was as big as it was. I think everybody probably says that, but I, with the help of a neighbor of mine, once I got it back to my house, and I just used a deer hauler to get it out, and it was quite a struggle to get it out of the field. But once I got it back to my house, a neighbor helped me pull it up in my garage, and I went to work. I had a meeting with my boss, and I, with a dumb look on my face, I kind of said, I just killed a really big deer. And he let me have the afternoon off, and when we checked it, it was at the check station, and I ran into somebody who says, that's more than just a Boone and Crockett buck. That's something really special. And he actually made some contacts for me. I hadn't called anybody. And so people started calling me about the deer and wanting to see it, wanting to score it, and that's kind of how that just kind of manifested itself.
You've had a little bit of time to kind of take a deep breath or two. What is the most interesting thing that has come up in your experience since this record buck has been hung? I mean, there's got to be something odd or unusual.
I think that I'm kind of trying to relay some stories about how things are after you take a deer like this, because, you know, beforehand I was just a hunter and a guy who just got lucky, really. I mean, blessed is what I'd like to say, with a fantastic deer. I mean, last year I killed a button buck and a doe, and I'm not really a trophy hunter. I butcher my own meat, and I'm primarily a meat hunter. So just pretty much a normal guy, and got very fortunate and blessed by the ability to take a big deer. Now, the industry is very interested in these big deer, so you've got a lot of people calling you and trying to get you. I just finished a show down in Cincinnati, that my very first show, and sat there and talked about deer for 18 hours.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, so it was fun, but also long days.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do that, because I'm a guy who has trouble getting out to golf for 5 hours on a Saturday, much less, you know, I've got a young family and a wife who miss me.
Brad, just to wrap it up, you shot what's probably going to be a world record deer in some books, and certainly an incredible talker for the rest of your life. What's the most important thing about that hunt?
That it was done legally and ethically. I think that was the most important thing to me, because if there was anything I want to preserve, it's my character.
There's a concept. All you trophy hunters out there, pay close attention. Brad German, we can find more information on a website that you've put together. Thank you so much for doing that, by the way.
That's correct.
Give us the address.
German Buck, and it's with a J. JermanBuck.com.
JermanBuck.com. Brad, congratulations. Can't wait to see how it finally tallies up.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. It's been a pleasure.